Gitten, Perek Aleph Mishneh Gimel. We continue our discussion of the Takonas Chachomim, that when a get is brought from place to place, the Shliach should be Mekayim the Shtar, should be Mekayim the get, by saying Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtam, a special Takon of a get. Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael, Einet Zorch Sheyoymar Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtam. Simple way of understanding this is that in Eretz Yisrael there's no need, because there's something unique about Eretz Yisrael. This would seem to support the pshat that we said b'shem the Amir Rabba, who first suggested in the Gemara that the whole din of b'fanei nechtam is not a function of kiyum shtaros, it's a function of making sure that the get was written kedas u'kedin with the halacha of lishma, and that's why Eretz Yisrael, with a b'kiyum lishma, there wouldn't be this need. However, the Gemara, and we showed from the first few Mishnayos, that it's clear that there's an element of Kiyum Shtaris. Rabbi was just adding something else, so that can't be the Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Pshat in the Mishnah has to be the Neretz Yisrael Bezman HaBayis. Mishnayos comes, and the geographical dynamics that are in play over here, the first few Mishnayos, mean that Neretz Yisrael with the Shayoris Mitzuyos from place to place, Yidden always going to Yerushalayim and going to other places. So there's always Edim coming from place to place. So you'll always have Mekai Mehashtar, therefore there's no need to be preempt the problem by bringing the Edim now. The husband will challenge you, worry about it then. And that's really what the Mishnah says. If there's an Erer, if there's somebody who's Ma'arer, somebody who Erer is a Lashon of Shaky. Being Ma'arer is Chazal's Lashon on somebody who's casting doubt on a shtar. Normally we have a shtar. We have a chazaka that the shtar that's befoneinu, the halacha of a shtar, the halacha of edus shebishtar is that we assume the edim were written b'kashos. We assume that the edim were kosher also to the point where the edim know what they're talking about and their edim ksherim. Kol zeh nichnas into the dinim of the edus shebishtar is that we see this as a final product. B'loshen chazal, edim it's as if the Edim actually came to Bezdin, gave their testimony, they were cross-examined, and the Bezdin was Mekabalit. It's not just that when we see the Shtar, we hear the story, but we weren't Mekabal yet the story. It's as if it's already commanded Nechkira Edusam Bebezdin. The Gemara on Dav Gimel over here puts this down as a basic principle. Von deswegen, since the shtar is, at the end of the day, based on the chazaka, that's on a deraisa level. Midrabbonon, the halacha is that the person who's being called into Bezdin could be ma'arer on the shtar. Now the pashtus is that deraisa, edus hachsumim b'shtar nas k'mishin nechker edusim b'bezdin, is final. And there's nothing to be ma'arer, and even if he shows up, there's nothing he could say about the shtar. That being said, Chazal put a certain level of suspicion into place, and therefore, bestomius, you can name on that the shtar is kosher, until an iror is raised, and then the malva who's bringing the shtar, or over here the issue, would have to be mekayim, like the Mishnah says, yiskayim b'chosomov. This is not only halacha that's by get, this would be by dine momenus as well. However, there is a chilik. The chilik is that functionally, if a malva shows up with a shtar loiv, the loiv is not around, or the loiv is not alive, it's only the fields belong to the yisoimim, the halacha is that the bezdin will call into question the kashrus of the shtar, his ability to collect in the loiv, and he'll have to be mekayim the shtar, even though nobody over here legitimately called into question about the loiv. Or the Yisoyimim didn't call into question, the Bezdin will say he has to be Mekayim the Shtar. By Gerushin, we won't say that. The Pashat reason for that, Tosfos says, is because we're not going to raise suspicions more than necessary by a get, because again, if you're Ma'ara on a get, you can raise suspicions. A get's coming from place to place, a husband is living in one place. The only way he already separated from his wife, he was separated by war, by economics, whatever it was, the woman is not going to get a get unless the get could be brought from place to place. You're going to be hypersensitive, hyper-suspicious, then you're going to have cases of agunas. We're not going to be machmir, yoyse midai. That's what Tosfos says. However, there's also another level of truth here, which the Rambam says in Hilchos Yishus. What I'm going to say now is based on understanding on the Shiurim of Reb Nochum, Zatzal and Gittin. And that is that we don't necessarily say that a shtar midiraisa is completely kosher, even if the Baal Dover would call it into question. The place can bring from Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen, so brought down that Goy Sashvi. The Rambam seems to say this as well, that if a loiver comes and challenges a shtar, even midiraisa, be'etzem, the shtar needs kiyum. When do we say that a shtar is commanded nechir yedusim bebezin? Only there's a stomius that mistom of the shtar befoneinu has a chazaka that it's kosher. But if that chazaka is challenged by the loiver himself, then avada, the shtar loses its cheskes kashrus, and you're going to have to be mekayim the shtar. And with that, the shtar will have a din to be able to be mitzi momen. Why by a get won't that be true? The Rambam says also that if the Baal comes, a woman shows up in Bezdin, she has a get, we allow her to get married, she gets married, the husband comes and says, I never gave a get, it gets forged. Over there also the Rambam says, Avlad Mamzer will be ma'arer, and will say that a shtar loses its chazaka the second the person whose the shtar was written by, allegedly, challenges it, it loses its cheskes kashrus. However, by dine momenis, we won't rely on a stomius to be moitzi momen. We'll give two examples of this idea from other places that we've learned over Yevamos and Ksubis. One place in Maseches Yevamos, a woman comes and says that she knows her husband died. So there's a takon, even though Batsim, you shouldn't need two edim, ein davar shebe pachas mishnayim. The halacha is that we allow her to get married, there's a daiko mitzvah. One pashtus understands that that's a raya gemura, that the woman is free, that her husband is dead. However, the halacha is over there that we don't rely on that daikum in Tzvila Gabedin Imamnes. If a person died, so then his brothers could take over his business. They could move into his house. They yashin him. That's not the halacha. The halacha is we rely on it legabe ishus, not legabe momen. The Rambam says that's because we're interpreting the Rambam that by ishus, the stoma de milsa, if a woman comes and says her husband dies, and it's something that's a milsa David Legluye, usually if she's making up a story, it'll come out. And she doesn't want to mess herself up and be osur to one husband, to another husband. Daiko means for the assumption. The stomius before Neinu is that her husband's dead. We have to assume that as a given. However, we don't know for sure. By dine issues, it's enough. It's her personal status. We'll allow her to get married. Legabi momenis. We won't be moitzi momen from somebody until we know either al pi edim or we have a raya gemura. A stomius is not enough. The cheskes kashrus of a shtar is similar to that. We'll be soimich on it legabe being mater nisha l'shuk until the Baal comes and then they'll need kiyum chesamos. Mashenkin by momenis, we won't even rely on that. The stomius itself will challenge even before the Baal Dover himself, before the loiva himself shows up to challenge it. Another example of the same idea is a woman, also Sugi and Yevamos and Ksubis, a woman who says in front of her husband's face that he was Megarish. She says to Bezin, he was Megarish me. The husband denies it. The aloch is that the stomius, there's a chazoka enisha me'iz upon el b'fnei bailot to say that she was Megureshes if it's not true. We rely on that to be matter her l'shuk. We do not rely on that l'gabi din himomnes, the same idea. Do we know for sure he divorced her? No. Is she never? No. But the stomach of Ilsa, it's strange that a woman should say to her husband's face, you divorced me, it's not true. We have to assume. The stomach is before Neinu is that she's free, that she's a Pnuya. However, we don't know for sure. L'gabi din imamnes, it won't help. So that l'chari will be the hezber over here. Why? Im yesh alavai erim niskai mitchesom, if that's true by get as well as by shtari momen. But by get, it'll only be im yesh alavayrim befoil. Masha'en came by dine momnes, the halacha will be, will preempt that and will put into place the need for kim chaisamos. By the way, just a side point, who's the ayrim? Normally the ayrim over here is the husband. Or a loiva, like we said. A loiva, a malva is trying to be made to shtar, the momen with the shtar, he'll have to be mekayim. Because the loiva could say, hey, the shtar is mezuyev. Now, what's the loiva's right to say the shtar is mezuyev? Because you're being moitzi moment from him. The Ran explains that that's not the reason why a husband could be ma'arer on the kashrus of a get. He could raise suspicions on the cheskes kashrus of a get. A woman is not considered mamoiner shobal. B'loshna Ran ain isha mamoiner shobal novos. Explains the Briskerov in Hilchos Gerushin, a basic principle, that the stomius of a shtar stands up only insofar that the one who allegedly wrote the shtar doesn't challenge it. The Baal is the Baal Hashtar. The husband over here is the Baal Hashtar. If the Baal Hashtar doesn't stand behind the shtar, you can't give the shtar a cheskes kashrus. That's the husband's role over here. Says the Briskerov something interesting. What would be if the husband would challenge not the chesimis? Yes, I wrote the get. But the get was written shaloi lishma. That's not a function of Hilchis Shtoris. That's a din in Hilchis get, whether it has a koyach legarish. On that din, the Briskerov says, that's his avater. He's not the balashtar on that. He can't challenge that. A whole shtichel Briskerov in Hilchis Geish. Hamevi get mimdinas hayom, ve'ni yochel loyma b'fonei nechtam v'b'fonei nechtam. Somebody brings a get from Medina Sayyam, and he can't say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. What does it mean he can't say? The Gemara rejects, you can't say that he doesn't know. Because if he doesn't know, it would say loy omar b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. Eni yochel loyma means he can't. He does know, but he can't. The case that the Gemara comes up with is a case where he was a pikeach as a shliach, and then he became a cherish. He was nischarish. So merely as a din, a cherish is posel eidus. Same way he's as din of a shaitan. So merely he can't say eidus over here, but when he brought the shtar, it was a good shlichus, and therefore the nesinus haget is good, but lamaisa, you don't have his b'fanenechtam standing behind the get. So here, if it comes from dinas hayom, we don't allow her to get married. The halacha is im yeshalov edim yiskayim b'chesom. What that means is we don't allow her to get married until this kim chesomis. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is a little bit strange. Im yeshalov edim. What do you mean? The get has edim. The question is only whether they're verified, whether they're mekuyim. So the Gemara over here understands that though in the Mishnah state like Rebbe Lezer, that it's not a given that there are edim on the shtar. There might only be edim that witness the mystera of the shtar. If the Eidim are Eidim Mesira, so that's clearly if you should say Belezer, the Eidim Mesira card. According to a mayor, you need the Eidus on the Shtar. So what that means is, if there are Eidim on the Shtar, then you could be Mekayim the Chesomah, so you don't have to bring the actual Eidim down. You could verify the signatures belong to Pliny and Amoni, and that would be enough. One point has to be mentioned over here, and that is that we've mentioned Rabba's Shita, is that there's also a concern legabe a lack of diktuk, legabe the din lishmo, and that also needs b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Kiyum chesomos will help that there's no forgery, there's no lie going on, but it won't help legabe lishmo. So the Gemara over here understands, because of the unusual case that this case is, the shliach didn't say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because he was a pikeach sheniskharish, that over here we wouldn't be guys on lishmo. The Gemara says that the truth of the matter is that all but the din ma'abekim b'din l'shmo, and everybody in Klal Yisrael knows halacha. Otherwise, they wouldn't be writing Gittin. There was a time, hundreds of years before the Mishnah was written, and at that point, the takana came into play. It's a takana kavua, but for the unusual case of a shliach that brought, and now he can't actually testify. No, over there they let it go, and they weren't geyser. And Mamela, all it needs is al tzachshash ziuf. And for the chashash ziyuf, you take an idiskayim v'choy samach. Mishneh Dalet. Echot gitei noshim, v'echot shichrurei avodim, shovu l'moylech u'lemevi. Here we have a very important principle, which goes the length and the breadth of Gantz Maseches Gittin, which is that the dinei shtar and the dinei nesinas get find itself in two places. One is a get, and one is what we call a shichrur. A shichrur of avodim, the only way to be mishachrur an eved, the only way to free an eved, is by giving him a shtar shichrur. The shtar shichrur, the Gemara learns out of a gzeir shover. The Gemara learns it out of a gzeir shover by a shivcha knanis. And there's also an omo ivriya. Omo ivriya has a mitzvah of yud, and the way she'd be freed from the marriage would be with a get. And the Gemara has a Gzeres Shava where we compare the way of an Omer Ivriya leaving, which would be Al Yedei regular Get Noshim, because she's married at the end of her period of Shivchus, to a Shivcha Knanis, who could be freed only the way a Knani could be freed, either one of his Rosh Yevarim were knocked out, or a Get Shichrur was written to him to free him. So because of that, we learn out that the actual process of the Get Noshim and Shichrur Yavodim, it's very often called in the Sugis Hashas Get Shichrur, both have the same dinim. They have the same din of a Nosan. They have the same din of Lord, has to be written Lishmol, Lishem the Eved, that is, doesn't have to be a woman, could be the Eved could be a man. And because of that, they put into place the dynamics of the dinim of the Fanei Nechtam on a Shtar Shichrur that's sent. Now, part of the reason for this, obviously, is that Chazal were overly sensitive with Shichrur Yavadim, because it's not just a financial, whether he's owned, he's not just a piece of property. There's a shiloh over here of Yichus, there's a shiloh over here of Kashrus Lekol, and they put into place the dynamic that also runs the halachas of Gitin Noshim, which is also Megeh to an Eishes Ish L'shok. And because of that, the Mishnah puts it as a klal. Echad Gitin Noshim ve'echad Shechruy Avodim Shovu L'melech L'mevi. They have the same dinim of Vanenechnam, and you won't let the Eved join Klal Yisrael unless there's a Kiyum. V'zu Echad Min Adrochim Sheshovu Gitin Noshim L'Shechruy Avodim. The Mishnah here says that it's done in many places. There are other halachas, which we'll see behemshich, but the Mishnah introduces this, tzad hashavah shebishnehem.